Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to have Glenn Seiler, Vice President of Cloud and SDN Strategy with Wind River Systems, with us. Welcome back, Glenn.
Well, thank you, Allison. It's a pleasure to be here.
I think that this is your second time on Chip Chat, if my memory serves correctly.
Yep, that's correct.
And you
correct.
Were on fairly recently about some announcements, but today we're at Mobile World Congress, which means there's going to be some news from Wind River in terms of delivery of carrier-grade networking technology. Do you want to tell me about the news from the show?
Sure. So we're very happy to announce yesterday our new carrier-grade communications server. And this is a complete software stack that with Linux, hypervisor, open source hypervisor, carrier-grade OpenStack technology. It is essentially a carrier-grade server designed specifically for equipment providers and service providers that need to deliver an NFV platform.
So we've been talking about NFV since, I think, last Mobile World Congress on Chip Chat, and we've been talking about the value that this represents to telco providers. Can you talk a little bit about why this particular announcement is a big deal in terms of that broader trend of delivering NFV?
Sure, absolutely. So you're right, first of all, NFV, we were talking about it last year. They started the NFV work group in November 2012. What's different about what we're doing is, right now, a lot of the vendors who are providing NFV solutions are providing enterprise-grade solutions because mm-hmm. that's really what was the only thing that was available. And, they're not really carrier-grade, reliable and high-performance enough to meet the strong demands of a carrier network. Mm-hmm. And so, we're delivering something that's designed specifically by equipment manufacturer engineers to be used by equipment manufacturers in a carrier-grade environment.
And this is something that Wind River does really well. You guys have a heritage in this space. Can you tell me a little bit about what the differentiation between an enterprise-grade and carrier-grade means in terms of the technology delivered?
Sure. And I'll try to, kind of simplify it. I like to break it down into three primary areas. The first is performance. And you need to be able to manage the packet performance that's required for very high throughput, high bandwidth applications that you typically don't see in an enterprise or an IT data center.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you have to have the low latency, real-time performance that's required for, baseband access-type devices. So performance is one thing that we've done a lot of work with, and in fact, one of the things that we've done is implemented a very high-performance DPDK, Intel DPDK-based vSwitch
mm-hmm.
For inter-VM communications. Second area is around reliability.
Mm-hmm.
And so, OpenStack, as an example, is something that everybody talks about nowadays. You can't go anywhere without wanting to talk about OpenStack, but it's really not designed for a carrier-grade environment.
Right.
So we've added some extensions and plugins to OpenStack that provide a much more reliable 5.9s virtual machine lifecycle. And then the third thing is management.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have to be able to interface with the service providers, OSS, and network element management, devices and platforms, which, again, is not something that's traditionally looked at in an enterprise-type environment.
Right. And, of course, these types of solutions don't just sit in an island somewhere. You must be working with some folks to deliver solutions to the market. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you're showing here in Barcelona?
Sure. Well, so first of all, we are partnering with the ecosystem. And, I think everyone probably knows one of the strong benefits of NFV is the ability to use COTS hardware, rather than proprietary or very expensive hardware. So we actually partnering with Hewlett Packard, HP, and we're showing our carrier grade NFV server on their carrier grade ProLiant platforms. And so that really makes an excellent partnership of COTS-based carrier-grade hardware together with our open source-based NFV carrier-grade NFV platform. So the other thing is, as you said, it does require participation in standards groups. So obviously we're very involved with the ETSI, the ETSI NFV work group, to make sure we follow those specifications.
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds like all of this stuff is being built on industry standards, open source software platforms, all of the good things that you want in a robust solution. And then when you look at that carrier-grade hardware, obviously it's going to go to a carrier at some point.
Right.
So tell me about the progress on that.
Okay. It's interesting because traditionally for Wind River, our customer base has been the equipment manufacturer, and we provide component software to the equipment manufacturers. They build that, supply it to the service providers. One of the really interesting things about NFV is it's changing it's changing the supply chain, and now we're talking directly with service providers, and they want to look at how they can implement our NFV platform. It can save them significant time to market, 12 to 16 months. And we're doing that with our partners, either with HP or with our equipment manufacturer partners. We actually go in and talk to these customers together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really NFV is kind of driving a new way to go to market.
That's pretty exciting. And as someone who has a long history in data centers, it sounds like the type of engagements that we've been driving in enterprise for a long time, especially in the compute space, the speed of innovation in the market enabled by industry standard platforms and industry standard software, that's a winning recipe, and it sounds like it's coming to carrier grade equipment.
Exactly. And again, I think when you think about NFV, the industry, the service providers are looking at what's going on in the enterprise and how Linux became a mainstream mainstream platform, and then KVM and open source hypervisors became mainstream, and now OpenStack. And so we want to learn from and take advantage of all the innovation and advancements that have happened in enterprise, but as I said earlier, you have to make sure that that's adapted to a carrier-grade environment so you can actually put it in the carrier network.
So do you have any examples of carriers that have actually taken a look at this technology and actually have run it through their own paces?
So we have just announced the product, and we're starting to ship next week, in March. And we have a number of carriers. Unfortunately, I really can't talk about the carriers right now, but we have a number of carriers in both the U.S. and Europe that are evaluating the technology.
That's fantastic. I think that's going to be interesting to see the speed in which they start using this technology, because it seems like it offers amazing value to them in terms of transforming their own businesses. What else do you have going on at Mobile World Congress in terms of any demonstrations of technology?
Sure. So we're pretty excited to be partnering with Intel and with Hewlett Packard, HP. We have a formal NFV proof of concept around a mobile base station, an eNode B base station. This is being sponsored by China Mobile, and it's being shown in the China Mobile booth, and it's on HP hardware.
Very cool.
And Wind River software, and we're showing our open virtualization solution there. It's a very high performance KVM that is designed to support a cloud base station, or what they call Cloud RAN, Cloud CRAN environment. So we're showing that at Mobile World, at China Mobile, here at Mobile World Congress. We're also showing a Cloud RAN demonstration at the HP booth.
Nice. And what type of environments? You talked a little bit about where that fits, but for those people who don't follow the telecom space. Can you give us a little background on Cloud RAN?
Sure. Well, so, you know, it's simply that you want to be able to take advantage of the consolidation and virtualization technologies to basically leave the antennas out at the, you know, at in the cells, in the service areas, but then you want to route, you know, most of the processing and signaling back to a common central office or regional office. And that way you can take advantage of, you know, cloud and virtualization technologies applied to the base station. And that's going to actually provide a lot lower OPEX costs for maintenance and repair and upgrades and things of that nature. So it's really applying data center technologies or concepts all the way out to the cell tower.
Fantastic. I know that the guests, always, or excuse me, the listeners always like to hear more from the guests. So my last question for you, Glenn, is if people want to continue the conversation with Wind River, where would you point them for more information about what you're doing today?
Okay, great. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, we just put out an announcement about our carrier-grade communication server. We have a nice website there at our www.windriver.com. You can go to our landing page for our new carrier-grade server. You can download a white paper. You can download a product overview of the communication server, as well as a number of other types of assets. I would start there. And then, obviously, you can contact one of our local salespersons or marketing persons for more information.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being back on the program, Glenn.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to the next one.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.